from KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. It's anything you ever wanted to know right here on, I already said, KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. I'm Jeff Whittington. It's Friday. It is the 17th of July. Summer is here, and so are we, at 800-933-5372. That's the phone number. You can email us anything at kera.org. You can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. And to start off today, let's see, we got a question from Nancy in Dallas. Nancy says, I've seen commercials online for Panda brand cheese from Egypt. In the commercial, a person is offered Panda brand cheese and declines. A panda suddenly appears in front of them, stares at the person for a few seconds before going into a silent but violent outburst. The tagline reads, never say no to Panda. Does anyone know where to have a grocery store in DFW that might carry this product? I guess the ad has worked on Nancy. Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org. Tejan in Plano did that. And Tejan says, I have a question. I'm looking for a smart notebook kind of device or tablet. I want to write on it using a stylus. And at the same time, I want to be able to share that on a computer screen. So I should be able to see what I'm writing on both the tablet and other people should be able to see through the computer screen. It says, I've searched online a lot, but I can't find anything satisfying my needs. Does anybody have a solution for Tejan? From the stack, I forgot to bring this in last week, and this is a kind of an older question from Danielle and Irving, wondering where to get rigid gas permeable contacts polished. And another one from Sean Dallas, who asks, or says, I own a 2003 Hyundai Sonata, and I've noticed grooves starting to form in the rear rotors, like those on a vinyl record, which I believe indicates it's time to change the brake pads. But the front rotors are still quite smooth. He says, these are the original pads, and it's always been my understanding that the braking power mostly comes from the front. So my question is, what would cause the rear brake pads to wear out before the front? Is there anything else that could be causing these grooves? And can I bring my own pads to the mechanic, or do most require me to buy theirs? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Or tweet me on the Twitter. I'm at Jeff Whittington. Let's start today on the phone with Ed in Flower Mound. Hello, Ed. Ed, are you there?
Hello?
Yes. Is that Ed? Can you hear me? All right, let's try Jack in Dallas. Hello, Jack.
Hello?
Yes, are you there, Jack? All right, hold on, Jack. I'm going to come back to you. Obviously, I don't think the callers are hearing me. 800-933-5372. There are lines open there, but we'll get back to those phones. Jack, hang on. And Ed and Flower Mound, call us back because I think we're having a technical problem and you weren't hearing me. Let's see. We got an email from Gardner. It says, driving down Beltline through Addison, you see this tower on the north side. It looks like a water tower with the top cut off and all of these circular devices on top. At first, I thought, I assumed there'd be some sort of wind turbine, but they never move. Well, Gardner, that is the Addison Water Tower, and that is a wind turbine, like a little mini wind turbine farm. And we've had this question before, but apparently the turbines have been down for maintenance for some time. And maybe somebody knows, maybe it's time to get an update on that. Maybe somebody in Addison can give us a call or email us. 800-933-5372 is the telephone number, the email address, anything at kera.org. Are we ready to try this again? Should we try this again? Hey, y'all, should we try this again on the phones? Let's try again. Let's talk to Jack calling from Dallas. Jack, are you there?
Yes, hey. Let's try it again.
Yeah, let's try it again. Go
All
for
right.
it.
Hi, Jeff. Yes, this is Jack in Dallas. And I have something I'd like to inquire about. Uh-huh. I live in an area just east of White Rock Lake, about a mile east. And I apologize if this question has come up already because this has been going on for about the last 3 or 4 weeks, but I've noticed that the city has several water hydrants turned on during the day. They're just bleeding several of these water hydrants, and they're just blasting water. And I was wondering what was going on, if it was somehow related to the recent floods or what was going on?
Well, we have had this question before, Jack, as you hinted. And I actually pulled this, printed out this old technology out of the Anything Definitives folder that I keep. I remember occasionally to put stuff in. And I did remember to put Andrew's email from July 26, 2013. So this seems to be a seasonal thing.
Oh.
And Andrew says, I'm a wastewater and water engineer and can answer the question regarding open hydrants. There are a few reasons. Hydrants are dead ends in water systems, meaning that water hopefully isn't running through them often and can stagnate without periodic flushing. Utilities will flush the hydrant out to exercise the seals and gaskets of the hydrant and flush any rust or old water that may accumulate. This practice ensures the hydrants are working properly in the event of an emergency and allows staff to inspect the hydrant. It says many utilities also participate in unidirectional flushing programs, which are designed to flush lines and remove scaling that may have accumulated on pipes due to hard water, which I think we do have here. This practice keeps the pipes in good condition, he says, and prevents loss of pressure in the system. He also says some utilities will need to install pressure recorders on hydrants to measure pressure data over a period of time. This practice is typically performed to calibrate hydraulic models for planning purposes or to investigate pressure anomalies in a system. And if a new line was recently installed, he adds, the line needs to be flushed and disinfected before the line is in service to the public. Utility staff will isolate the line using valves and flush the line with clean water through the hydrant. So we are in that season right now, too, where a lot of water mains are kind of breaking as it gets hot. And so when there's a bunch of dirt and stuff, they'll also clean those lines out. We've had that answer on the show before.
Wow. So, that is literally everything you want to know
it is,
about
yeah.
that subject.
Well, he says all of these reasons are standard practice and should be performed in a manner that keeps water loss to a minimum. If you see utility staff or vehicles around, more likely than not, the hydrant is open for one of these reasons. However, Andrew says, of course, if you have concern or suspicion about a hydrant being open, call 311. And report the open hydrant, and typically the dispatcher will know the reason the hydrant is open and can explain or send staff to investigate. So it is, it's something they got to do so that, the fire hydrants will work when and if there is an emergency.
Interesting.
I've always thought someone should, I've always thought, what about all that water? And wouldn't it be great if there was a way to, grab some of that water and
to funnel it to the yard?
Put it on your yard. Right. So maybe someone will think of a way to do that. But Jack, thanks for calling.
Oh, definitely. Thank you for answering. Bye-bye.
Let's see. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Sidert in Hurst. Hello, Sidert.
Yes, how are you?
I'm doing well.
I'm calling in regards to that panda cheese.
Yes.
Egyptian panda cheese. There is a store in the restaurant called Alwadi, A-L, the second word is W-A-D-I, and that's on Brown Trail and near Harwood.
Okay.
Intersection. That's a major intersection. And the owner is Egyptian, and he has a restaurant and little Egyptian grocery store, Middle Eastern grocery store there, and I'm pretty sure he should have it.
And is this in Hurst? This is in the Hurst area?
It's a HEB area, so it could be Eunice.
Okay. Okay.
Or maybe Hurst. I think it may be Hurst, I believe.
Brown Trail and Harwood in the HEB area. Thank you so much for calling.
Sure, all no right. problem. Thank you, and great show.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Let's see. You can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter, and that's what Jackie did. No, Jackie emailed us and says, my condos run off a community chiller boiler system, but my individual unit needs maintenance and repair. Any suggestions on service for these old units? Chiller boiler units. Let's see. We also got an email from someone who says, in the 1970s, KERA broadcast a production of Oscar Wilde's play Salome, and the dancer portraying Salome was very good. Does anyone recall, I guess, who that dancer was? 800-933-5372. Up next is Jason calling from Dallas. Hello, Jason.
Hi. Long-time listener, great friend, fan of the show.
Oh, thanks.
I had an answer for your caller called in something about bringing in their own brake pads to the shop.
Yeah.
So I've been a mechanic. I've been in the business for over 20 years. There are certain shops that will let you bring your own parts. They're still going to charge you the same labor.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of them more nowadays that will not let you bring your own parts. And dealerships especially won't let you bring your own parts. They want to use their parts through their vendors and, you know, such. So it's something where they have to actually call the individual shop and see, is that okay? Is it not okay? Because everyone has a different policy.
Very good. Hey, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
We got an email on this, too, from Cameron in Irving, who says it's likely that his parking brake is either not releasing all the way or is adjusted too tightly to fully release, and that's why the rear rotors are getting some grooves. And Cameron adds, many shops will allow you to bring your own pads, but they will waive their warranty, so it's generally not advised. And I'm sure that I'm sure that goes for those dealerships too. Let's see. We also got a tweet from Doug who says he can try with his own pads, but the rotors will also need to be replaced if there are grooves in the rotor. More braking is done on the front because of the weight inertia, but that doesn't mean that rear brakes don't wear out. So thanks so much for all of those answers. Let's go back to the phones, and let's talk to Martin calling from Plano. Hey, Martin. Are you there, Martin? Hello, Martin. Hold on. We'll try somebody else and see if we're having phone gremlins, I think, today. Let's try Marcus calling from Carrollton. Marcus, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Yes, go right ahead.
Yes, sir. I'm recently moved into the Dallas area, and I want to learn to speak Spanish. You know, I want to be able to speak Spanish, and I'm just looking for some resources. So
okay.
I'm on lunch break, so I'm listening to the next 20 minutes. So.
Well, one suggestion we're going to get, so I'll just go ahead and tell you, is online there is a program, a free program called Duolingo. And it's kind of an answer and repeat style, and it's free. You just sign up for an account, and you can go through the courses. So that's one suggestion we've gotten on the show here before.
Okay,
but we'll see if we get some other suggestions for you as well.
All right, thanks, sir.
Thanks for calling.
Yes, sir. 800-933-5372.
Email anything at kera.org, or you can send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. Brandon in Mansfield is wondering, what's the best way to learn about stocks? Are there any classes or books that I can look into, or is it best to start with a broker? Well, it depends on if you are looking to, I guess, become a stock broker or a stock analyst or a sales associate, and or if you're just looking to invest. So we'll see if we get answers on either of those directions for you. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's talk on the phone to David in Fort Worth. Hey, David.
Hello. Two things. One, the gentleman was talking about what to do with that, some of that water that was being blown out of the fire hydrants.
Yeah.
Well, back in the days when Harold Taft was still doing the weather and everything, there was a broken water main in one of the cities, and some enterprising citizen took an old washing machine motor and a couple of hoses, put it in the curb, and proceeded to use the water to water his yard. So there, you can do that if you're near a fire hydrant that routinely gets flushed out. And then I have a question. When freeways are being built, sometimes you see freeways, bridges going up, and they're just held up by round concrete columns.
Mm-hmm.
And other times you see the bridges going up, and they have square or Y-shaped and sculptured ones with patterns cast into them and everything. Who makes the choice of whether it's going to be the cheapo round pillar or the nice, expensive sculptured pillar?
That's a great question, David. You've asked. We'll see if we get an answer for you.
Thank you very much. Right. Great show. Been listening for years and years.
Oh, thanks so much. Right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email, always open, anything at kera.org. You can send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter, but stay with us. Got more of your questions, your answers on anything you ever wanted to know in about 2 minutes. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything at kera.org. Or you can send me a tweet. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. That's what Caroline did. Caroline's wondering, or is looking for books on the history of North Texas and the city of Dallas specifically. Does anyone have any suggestions for Caroline? Also got an email, and I really regret that I didn't, you know, somehow this, we get lots of emails, and somehow this particular email kind of fell through the cracks, but I found it on the stack. Honestly, I was cleaning a shelf off in my office this morning. I was like, oh yeah, there are a couple of emails here we never got to. So this is from James in Burleson. I hope James is listening. James is looking for a food item that looks like a corn dog, but is actually made with a sweet batter, so not containing corn. Some are referred to as a sweet dog or a super dog. He says, last time I found this item was in Lubbock at the Jones AT&T Stadium for a Red Raider football game. He says, I've Googled this, and vendors who sell to sports stadiums and fast food places, not finding anything on the sweet dog. Maybe someone out there knows where I can find these. It sounds like it's kind of a pancake batter or something, perhaps, or maybe like a funnel cake batter or something like that. Does anybody know where James can find this particular kind of, not a corn dog? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's talk next to Noah on the phone in Fort Worth. Hello, Noah.
Hi.
Hey there. Go right ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I just had an answer for the guy that was looking for information on learning Spanish in Dallas. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There is a website called meetup.com, and maybe he's heard of it, but there are tons of groups in DFW that meet up for happy hour or for lunch or dinner, and they'll meet up and there'll be native Spanish speakers there and also people interested in learning Spanish and, you know, working on their Spanish. And it's a really, really good way to get in and talk with somebody, and they'll correct you, and it's a really, really good setup.
Very good. Thanks, Noah.
Thank you.
All right. We also got an email on this from Diana, who says, all of the Dallas County Community Colleges offer Spanish classes at beginning, intermediate, and advanced levels. So if you want to take a more formal class. Also in the email inbox from Melissa, Melissa asks, any suggestions for off-the-beaten-path attractions? Melissa says, I'm looking for interesting things that make a good day trip. She says, I've licked the Salt Palace and Grand Saline and toured Chestnut Square Historical Village in McKinney. I'm looking for other interesting attractions of a historical or unusual nature, and I'm assuming within a day trip range from DFW. Let's see. Phil in Dallas is wondering if there are any science groups here in Dallas that meet to collaborate and share ideas. Phil, you might also try the meetup website. And Mark in Richardson says there's an unfinished big box store on the northwest corner of the intersection of Coit and Arapaho Roads in Dallas. Does anyone know why it's remaining unfinished after so many months? 800-933-5372. Up next is Dave calling from Dallas. Hello, Dave.
Hello, Jeff. Love the show.
No, thanks.
I'm afraid I have one more reason why they dump a bunch of water out of the hydrants.
Okay.
Recently around Preston Forest, there's 5, 6, 8, 10 hydrants that were all getting drained. I went and asked the water workers what was going on. And there's a water tower right there, and they were lowering the level so they could replace or fix a bad pump.
Ah, okay.
So there's one more reason for you to put on your list.
Very good. Let's consider it done. Thanks, Dave.
All right, thanks. All right.
Let's see. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Pam in McKinney. Hello, Pam.
The only one that I grabbed was Muriel Rebner's.
Hello, Pam. Are you there? I think we interrupted Pam's conversation. Let's see. Up next is Catherine in Dallas. Hello, Catherine.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey there.
I have a question about, I have an answer for the gentleman asking about learning Spanish. There is a Spanish house off of Skillman and Mockingbird, and they do immersion programs for all ages.
Oh, really? So it's for kids and adults?
Yes, and it's just a kind couple who run it locally, and it's a great little place.
Excellent. Hey, thanks for calling.
Absolutely. Have a good one.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. On the Twitter, I'm at Jeff Whittington. You can send me your questions and answers that way. And Robert says, for language learning, check out the Dallas Public Library. They have software on their website. They host classes. And Robert also says you might also join a meetup group. So there's a double vote for that one. And let's see. We got an email on the sweet dog. This is from Zane, who says, sweet corn dog equals pancake on a stick. Most supermarkets, he says, carry frozen pancakes on a stick, and I believe State Fair brand has them. Does that? Are we assuming that includes the hot dog part too? All right, I guess for these purposes we will, since that's the answer we have right now. Nicholas and Alan says, for the person asking about a way to write on a tablet and see the writing on another screen, it sounds like they want screen mirroring between the tablet and the display. Short answer, I would recommend, Nicholas says, purchasing a Google Chromecast to allow screen mirroring and a tablet that supports the screen mirroring feature. The question asked, the listener may have to do some research about what tablets support screen mirroring through the Chromecast. How many times do I have to read mirroring in one email? Nicholas, thanks for the answer, though. That's a great suggestion. This is also an answer to that. Martin in Plano says, your caller wanting a notebook should be able to use an iPad with Apple TV. A trip to the nearest Apple store would answer this question for sure, though. And regarding the brake pads, Martin says, I second what the earlier caller said, but would add that this is a fairly straightforward do-it-yourself project. A Haynes manual and or YouTube will walk you through the entire process. You could then have a shop turn the discs to provide a fresh, smooth surface. He says, I would add that the rear discs may be more scoured, but not necessarily more worn than the front. So thanks, Martin, for that email. And then we got an email from Bob who says, for the caller wondering where to start learning about stock market investing, I would recommend the following if he wants to be a long-term value investor rather than a short-term day trader. Ben Graham's books, Jim Cramer's TV program Mad Money, and the Value Line Investment Survey at the library, and books by Peter Lynch. So there's a comprehensive syllabus there from Bob. Bob, thanks for that. And then we got an email from David who says, a good resource for learning stocks and stock investing are the dummy books. These books are easy to read and provide a good deal of basic and useful information. 800-933-5372. Let's get another call here. Let's talk to Jay calling from Dallas. Hello, Jay.
Hi.
Hey there.
The man who was asking about learning Spanish, it can be really difficult and really scary to use the Spanish he knows, even if he is using Duolingo or mm-hmm. anything in Meetup. Those kind of normal Meetups can be easy, but in everyday life it can be a lot harder. So maybe if he's at a restaurant, he can just ask politely if he can practice Spanish, if he thinks that the waiter or waitress is Hispanic, or if he's a church-going person, he can go to a Hispanic service of some sort. So everyday life, rather than those just computer programs, can be a lot better way to practice your Spanish.
Very good. Jay, thanks for calling.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Up next at 800-933-5372 is Catherine from Dallas. Hello, Catherine.
Hi there.
Hey.
I'm calling to answer the question about finding Dallas history books and Texas history books.
Okay.
I work with history books all the time because I'm a member of the Deep Ellum History Group, and we do have an event going on down in Deep Ellum this weekend on Saturday. From 4 to 8 p.m., and I have a vendor in that event who carries a ton of Texana, is what the type of book she's looking for is, and Dallas history books. You can also check the seventh floor at the Dallas Public Library, mm-hmm. as well as the Half Price Books on Northwest Highway has a Texana section. They're a little pricey there, but I would recommend going to the Deep Ellum Outdoor Market and checking out Paul's booth. He has a great selection of historical Texas and Dallas books.
Great. Hey, thanks for calling.
Thanks. Bye. Bye.
Up next, 800-933-5372 is Mary in Dallas. Hello, Mary.
Hi. I was just calling to answer the sweet corn dog question.
Yeah.
Jonathan's in Oak Cliff has this exact same thing the caller was asking about. They call them danger dogs.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it's like a pancake batter around like the same kind of meat that's in a corn dog.
Very good. Jonathan's, that's the restaurant on Beckley between Colorado and Zang, I think.
Correct.
Great. Hey.
They're so good.
Hey, Mary, thanks for calling.
Thanks.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Here's an answer from last week. We had the question about why does your car seem to run better after it's been through the car wash? And Tom in Fort Worth says the car runs better after a car wash because there's a lot of water and humidity in the area near your car's air intake, which boosts the efficiency of your air fuel expansion and minimizes detonation. Tom says the large piston-powered bombers used by the U.S. Army Air Corps and later by the post-war U.S. Air Force featured water injection into the engines to accomplish this very same thing. So there's an answer that we didn't have yet. Judy says, when I drive north on Ohio and Plano and get to the corner of Park and Ohio, I notice a 5 foot tall, about stainless steel canister sitting on the sidewalk on the southeast corner of the intersection. What is it for? She says in the past it was labeled helium or hydrogen. I bet it's probably nitrogen, and it's probably hooked up to the telecommunications lines to dry them out, because that's pretty typical. Let's see. Someone is having an issue with their homeowners association in Arlington. Does anyone know if there is someone or an organization that can be contacted for help? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's talk next to Eric in Dallas. Hello, Eric.
Hi there.
Hey.
So for the person that wanted to find weird things to go see, there was a great story on Morning Edition a couple weeks ago that featured a website called Atlas Obscura. In Dallas alone, it listed things like the Cockroach Museum in Plano that I didn't know existed, where you could go see Liberace or something like that. It's a great, fun website. It's geo-targeted to wherever you're located. And then about the big box store that's stuck, what I understand from that is that it was actually constructed over the easement line. So there's an impasse of it's built out of code. So it's going to be stuck for a while, from what I understand.
Okay. Well, Eric, thanks for calling.
Absolutely.
And I'm reminded of what's quite possibly been the most popular story ever in the history of KERA News in the, you know, in the relatively short life of our fully fledged KERANews.org website. And it's called 39 Things to Do in Texas Before You Die. And there's a lot of stuff, you know, that's within a day or so drive on that list. So you might look at the it's probably on the top posts listing right there at keranews.org. If you're looking for stuff to do in Texas, there's some stuff around here too on that. But it's been a juggernaut, as they say. Lots and lots of people have read that 39 Things to Do in Texas post. Steve wrote us at anything at kera.org and says, I work near that intersection, and there's a new large Walmart, and I heard they were stalled due to some plumbing inspection issues. He says, but that might be hearsay. Let's see. We got an email for our listener who's looking for an interesting day trip. This is from Ray Ellen. It says, go to Glen Rose. It's about 2 hours from Dallas. Go to the Dinosaur Valley State Park, see the best preserved dinosaur tracks in the world, and enjoy the quaint little town square. Also, there is Fossil Rim, a nice river walk, and a couple of good restaurants and swimming. So there's a vote for Glen Rose. And let's see. Ozzy's wondering if anybody knows of somewhere in Dallas that offers soap-making classes. Anybody offer soap-making classes in Dallas? 800-933-5372. Up next is Anthony calling from Plano. Hello, Anthony. Anthony, are you with us? All right, let's talk to Hal calling from Terrell. Hello, Hal.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well.
I have a great answer. The lady called in looking for a day trip.
Yeah.
In Terrell, which is located on Interstate 20, about 30 miles east of Dallas, there is a small museum there called the British Flying Training School Museum. That is the site where there were thousands of British pilots trained prior to and during World War II, and it's a very interesting little museum. It's open every Saturday.
Great. Hey, Hal, thanks for calling.
You bet.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. So we got this from Jay, who says, your listener looking for the screenwriting, tablet writing link up. Jay says, can you use the free app Doceri, D-O-C-E-R-I, on the Apple operating system with the companion app on the desktop. Doceri, Jay says, also allows for voice and video recording. Let's see. Kathy emailed us on the fun day trip suggestions. And Kathy says, I recommend two small communities about 90 miles east of Dallas between Canton and Tyler. Edom is an artist community where artists are working in their studios and shops, as well as a blueberry farm and lovely plant nursery, Kathy says. And Kathy also adds the community of Ben Wheeler also has artists and two music venues. So there's a vote for Edom, E-D-O-M, and Ben Wheeler between Canton and Tyler in East Texas. And then we got I got a tweet from Lee, who says, for the guy looking for a science group, check out Dallas Makers Space. And it's all one word, DallasMakersSpace.org, for possibilities for a group that's getting together to, you know, to talk about science. So let's see. So far today, we've covered fire hydrants. We've covered science and Spanish. We've covered places to go on a fun day trip. But I'm sure there are still questions out there. Call us at 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org. Or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. More of your questions and your answers coming up. Anything you ever wanted to know on KERA. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number, 800-933-5372. Email address, anything at kera.org. You can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's go back to the phones, 800-933-5372, and talk to Katie in Dallas. Hello, Katie. Katie, are you with us?
Yes.
Yes, go right ahead. That's you.
Sorry. Yes, I was wondering where I can find voice lessons.
For
like a private instructor or...
For singing or voiceover or what kind of voice work?
For singing.
Okay. Well, we'll see if we get some suggestions for you.
All right. Thank you.
Up next at 800-933-5372 is Stephen in Dallas. Hello, Stephen.
Hi. My question, I'm an illusionist and mentalist, and usually I book my own gigs. But recently I've been looking for a booking agent, and I can't find any in the Dallas area online. So I was wondering if anyone knew of any in the area.
Anybody who books your kind of work, or just so we'll see if we get some suggestions for you.
Thanks.
All right. Thanks for calling, Stephen. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. And that's where we got this from Sophia on the road. Someone asked about rigid gas permeable contacts, and I didn't quite catch the question, Sophia says, but I know you can order them from 1-800-CONTACTS. Actually, our listener was looking for a place to have them polished. So I don't know the first thing about it. So let's see. This is from John and Richardson, though, who emails us wondering where to find corn English muffins in the Dallas area. Corn English muffins in the Dallas area. And Jane in Dallas wonders if anyone has any recommendations for a professional poison ivy removal service in the Dallas area. Not looking for tips for do-it-yourself removal or rash treatments. Jane says, I've been there. I've done it all. Thanks so much. Jane wants someone else to deal with the poison ivy. You know, I think I read somewhere that people with goats were coming around and removing poison ivy, but I can't remember if that was in Dallas or someplace else. But we'll see if somebody has a suggestion for poison ivy removal by someone else. 800-933-5372. Up next on the phone is Ron in Terrell. Hello, Ron.
Yes, I have an answer about the why they drain fire hydrants.
Yeah.
It's the same as on a home. New homes have free screw plugs.
Mm-hmm.
So the valve actually closes deep into the wall, sometimes all the way back into the interior of the home. And whenever you turn off the faucet, that's why you see the water flush out of the faucet. But with a fire hydrant, it's not horizontally mounted. It's vertical. So the fire hydrant actually shuts off deep into the ground. And down below the ground, there's a tiny hole. It's about a quarter of an inch round. And that little hole is where the water has to drain down after the fire hydrant is closed off. Mm-hmm. Many a times you'll see fire departments check these. They'll turn them on for a while, and by turning on the pressure, it blows out that little quarter-inch hole down in the bottom. And when they shut it off, they look to see how quickly the water goes down in the fire hydrant so that during freezing weather, they won't have a problem with a hydrant that's going to freeze up on them.
Gotcha.
And so, but all of it has to be done down below. If it doesn't drain down quick enough or it doesn't drain down at all, they have to dig down under there and clean out that little hole and put some rock around it or make sure that it's not going to plug itself up again.
Very good. Hey, Ron, thanks for calling.
You bet.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Eric calling from Dallas. Hello, Eric.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi. Yeah, I want to know if anyone knew a good place in a DFW area to study Portuguese. I really know about sites like Duolingo and Rosetta mm-hmm. Stone, but I wanted to learn it in person, not online. And I already checked some of the community colleges, and most of them have self-taught stuff like Duolingo.
Right.
So and only one has like a Portuguese class, but it's only one level, so I want to know if anyone knew like a language school or any place where I could learn Portuguese.
Which one was it that has the Portuguese?
I don't remember. Okay. Somewhere in the Northwest.
Okay.
But it only has one class okay. in person. And then after that, no more.
All right. Well, we'll see if we get an answer for you.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Let's see. We got an email here from Susan wondering if it's possible or not for a person in Texas to be able to post bail and not remain in jail over a weekend. So I guess this would suppose that a person is jailed on a Friday, perhaps. And is it possible to post bail in Texas and not remain in jail over a weekend? Well, we'll see if we get an answer on that. Let's go back to the phones and talk at 800-933-5372 to Scott in Fort Worth. Hello, Scott.
Hey, Jeff. I lived in Arlington, and I was involved in an HOA that also had problems. This is an answer for the problems with an HOA in Arlington question.
Mm-hmm.
It's very vague. You know, you don't know exactly what's going wrong.
Right. We didn't know the problem or really it was an anonymous email, as a matter of fact.
Right,
so.
Right. Well, you know, that's pretty typical with a lot of HOAs, of course. It's a lot of personalities and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But the biggest thing that you can do, of course, is to get as involved as possible. That can be difficult with HOAs. Getting involved in the HOA, sometimes there's not property management or sometimes not good property management. Getting involved with them can also yield some results. But for the most part, HOAs have a ton of sovereignty over their property in Texas. And without getting involved is pretty much the main thing. And there's lots of politics and lots of personalities involved. But what I had to do when my HOA was falling apart in Arlington was essentially run for the board and eventually become president, and have to completely change management. You know, some, we had to raise money, do special assessments. It was kind of a nightmare, but it was a big learning experience, and getting involved is really the only core piece of advice I've got.
Very good. Scott, thanks for calling.
Thanks, Jeff.
Up next, 800-933-5372 is Michael in Dallas. Hello, Michael.
Hi, Jeff. How you doing?
Doing great.
Hey, I've got two answers. I've got one from a couple of months ago. You had a guy talking about there's a lock on the Trinity River south of Dallas.
Yeah.
And he was thinking that he had found a steamboat wreck somewhere on the Trinity or just south of there. There were only two boats that I know of that actually managed to make it up this far. One was the H.A. Harvey Jr. That actually managed to land in Dallas back when the Trinity was right there in front of the old Red Courthouse. There was a snag boat called the Dallas, I believe. My information could be wrong. It's been a while since I did the research. But that may be the boat that he found. I don't know of any shipwrecks or steamboat wrecks on the Trinity myself, but if there is one, it's probably going to be that one, because I can find the disposition of it.
Okay.
Yeah, the other thing that I had was for the day trip, an answer for that, Jefferson, Texas, which is about 2.5 hours east of here. They actually were also a landing for steamboats back when the Red River was a lot higher. And they've got a steamboat out there and a little train, and it's a very historic town. It might be worth checking out.
Very good. Thanks for calling.
All right. You're welcome. Thanks.
We got an email to anything@kera.org from Nicole, who, this is on the corn English muffins question. Nicole says, Thomas corn English muffins were available for a few months a couple of years ago, and they were really delicious. Nicole says, I kept asking for them at Kroger because that's the only place I had seen them with no one knowing anything. Finally, one day, she says, I ran into a guy stocking the muffins, and he worked for the bakery company. And he said that they were actually a test item and were no longer available. Nicole says, I would love to hear a more encouraging answer to this question. I know they're still made in principle by Thomas, but I've never seen them again locally. And the Thomas brand website does not show them delivered in this area. So the search continues for the corn English muffin. Let's see. Lee says at Climen Evangelista Eye Care in Arlington off I-20, we polish. I guess Lee works there. We polish the rigid gas permeable contacts, and it's a $50 charge, can be dropped off and ready for pickup in a day or two. So there's a source right there. And Marlon is looking for an affordable resume writing service that's local and reputable. And if not local, then an online service will do. Anyone have a suggestion for a resume writing service? 800-933-5372. Time for a few more calls. Let's talk to Ann in Dallas. Hello, Ann.
Hello.
Hey there.
Hi. I'm looking for a way to get connected with people who are French-speaking and trying to learn better English, because I'm English-speaking and trying to learn better French.
Okay. Well, we'll see if someone has a suggestion for you. I know there are some French language groups and classes like Alliance Francaise and people like that, but
right.
That doesn't sound like that's exactly
what
you're
looking
for.
Yeah, I'm more interested in just sort of people-to-people connection.
Right. Okay. Well, we'll see if we get an answer for you, Ann. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Well, let's see. Let's talk to Chad calling from Plano. Hello, Chad.
Hey, good afternoon, Jeff. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I've got a response for the individual looking for rigid gas permeable contact lens polishing.
Mm-hmm.
There's actually a group of clinics in Dallas, Richardson, as well as Carrollton. They've got three offices called the Contact Lens Centers. They specialize in hard contact lenses and have the largest contact lens inventory in the state of Texas, so they'd be able to get them taken care of.
Hey, thanks for calling.
All right, thank you.
Let's see. Let's go here at 800-933-5372 to Charles in Richardson. Hello, Charles.
Hi.
Hi there.
My name is, I have a question about what age should I put my daughter in dancing? I just wanted to know if there are any like local black teachers that teach ballet for like young girls.
Sure, you might
around the Dallas area.
You might call the Dallas Black Dance Theater. They're down in the Arts District. They've been there for decades, and you might just ask them if they have any recommendations.
Oh yeah.
Is your daughter already interested in dancing?
Well, she's my wife is, uh-huh. and it's just my daughter. She's like 6 months, so you know we're just trying to figure out what direction we're going to put her.
Right, so she's not dancing yet, but before you know it, she will be. Before you know it, she will be. Yeah, I would call Dallas Black Dance Theater and just see if they have any recommendations for places to check out while you're kind of getting ready for the toddler and early dancing stage.
Yeah. It's going to be a heck of a run there.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling, Charles. We'll see if we get some other suggestions for you, too.
All right. Appreciate it.
800-933-5372. Let's talk to Michael in Dallas. Hello, Michael. Michael, yep. Are you there?
Hello. I was responding to the lady that asked about jail release on weekends.
Yeah.
I would say that generally most places in Texas you're able to get released on a weekend. Partly it depends on how they have it scheduled or planned. For instance, in Dallas County, there's a magistrates that are appointed, and they have dockets probably at least four times a day. I think the idea is they don't want people in jail that could be bonded out rather than sitting there in their space.
Right.
On out of county, it depends on the situation, again, with a magistrate setting a bond. Some are automatic, but a bonding company could probably give the lady ideas, or they may need to contact a local lawyer or have one that would talk to a local magistrate about setting a bond. But I think most places you can get out of jail on a weekend.
Okay. Hey, Michael, thanks for calling.
It's a matter of talking to the right person, a local lawyer or a bonding company.
Great. Hey, appreciate the call. Let's see. We got an email to anything@kera.org, and this is from Francis, who says, in response to the person who asked about soap-making classes, Francis says, I recommend contacting Oil and Cotton in Oak Cliff. Francis says they offer lots of classes for adults and kids, and even if they do not have a soap-making class on the calendar, they can usually recommend a resource. And their website is Oil and Cotton, all one word, oilandcotton.com. And then we got a tweet from someone with an answer to our, I think he said he was a mentalist and illusionist looking for a booking manager. And this listener says, I recommend the website Gig Salad and Gig Masters. They handle everything from Elvis to magicians. So hopefully that works out for our listener who's the mentalist. It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know, produced by Stephen Becker, engineered by Shelley Canavy, with Fiona Norton answering your phone calls and Christine McConnell producing the podcast, which you can download absolutely free, kera.org/anything. Just click on the podcast link at the top of the page to subscribe, or you can click and listen or download the last 10 episodes of the show. And of course, email us your questions and answers, comments and suggestions to anything@kera.org. Once again, I'm Jeff Whittington, and you know you can find me on Twitter, where I will occasionally issue a tweet or two. My handle is @JeffWhittington. And thanks again to all of you for listening and for writing and calling in. And everybody, have a fantastic weekend.